We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, let's dive right into this. This is everybody's favorite, Fair or Foul. We do it every single Wednesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, I will turn this over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultzy Schultz.
Appreciate you guys. Spring training is upon us. Yeah! What do we got, like a day, I think, officially? Less than like 10 hours until all that stuff starts tomorrow?
Until P's and C's report?
That's right. Seeing a lot of teams...
It's a lot of teams sending out tweets with basically their entire staff already there. Hitters, catchers, position players, pitchers all ready to go.
So the home run stroker.
I made a four-question baseball-themed fair or foul because I'm just ready to go for baseball, guys. So
cool.
Let's start off in I cannot believe we are still talking about this territory with question number one. Free agency. It is unbelievable the amount of big names that are still unsigned. No Cody Bellinger on a team. No Matt Chapman on a team. No Jorge Soler on a team. No Blake Snell on a team.
Soler just signed today, actually.
Soler signed with the Giants.
Okay, yes. I'll take him off that list. Congratulations. He got his three-year deal. But fair or foul, you guys, with Bellinger, with a bunch of all those other names still out there, it is a bad look for Major League Baseball. Fair or foul, it's a bad look if big free agent names remain unsigned after spring training starts. Fair or foul?
I'll say foul. I will say foul only because as us diehard fans, we're kind of like, hey, man, what the hell? But I think free agents in baseball have always been kind of an interesting, kind of their own thing when it comes to the national attention. So much money in baseball that I think people are kind of just like, let me know who plays for who on opening day. And I think even the casual fan on their team kind of says that. I don't think it's a bad look for the league. I think it's more of a bad look for the players. Like, Cody, what are you doing? We all know you're going to sign with the Cubs. You know? Like, Chapman, we all know there's only, like, two teams on the market for you. Snell is the weird one for me. I don't know, but that's for a different conversation. I'll say foul. I don't think it's a bad look for the league. I think it's worse on players.
I would say that... I would say foul, that this isn't a bad look. I would say the entire free agency as a whole over the last few months is a bad look. Like, there was complaints about the Ohtani free agency race kind of being pretty lame duck there. I guess that makes it fair because it lumps it into it as a whole, right? This is one of the few hits of this that is fair. I think that this kind of slow burn over time, it takes away some of that luster. Like the NBA, after the 1st of July, it is a frenzy of where dudes are signing.
It gets wild.
I think there's a little bit of that with the NFL as well. So, yeah, I'll change it from we went to the review board. It is fair. It's within the chalk. It is a bad look for baseball because people love the offseason just as much as the regular season as far as the movement, who's going to play with who. And when you stretch that over November, December, January, February, now into March, we're going to get a little bit of a trickle here and there as we get close to season. But it would be nice if this could all just be put into one window over a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, and just have us hit over the head with all this news of who's going where. Yeah, I say fair.
I will counter a little bit, though, in what you're saying about the frenzy with the NBA. Baseball trade deadline is a lot sexier than those others.
Yeah.
Like, real guys get moved. No real guys in the NFL or the NBA truly get moved.
Yeah, and the CBA for the NBA is kind of like...
Yeah, Bradley Beal can get moved.
But I hear you. The rental players, the teams that are trying to go for it late in the season, they think they have
Max
a chance.
Max Scherzer is a Hall of Famer, and he's getting moved, yeah. But I hear what you're saying.
All right, fair or foul number two regarding, of course, the movement of teams all around Major League Baseball. Oakland, are they going to keep the A's? Or are they going to go to Vegas? We don't know. Sounds like Vegas doesn't want them, and they may end up playing at the Coliseum until 2027, depending on how they actually vote on that. Fair or foul, guys, we are still trying to get a team ourselves here in Portland, whether it be the A's, whether it be an expansion team. Not really sure. So fair or foul, Portland will still get an MLB team if the Oakland A's don't end up in Las Vegas. Fair or foul?
I think I said fair a couple weeks ago because I was very optimistic.
Very mad about the traffic on 217.
Yes. But man, the more I read stuff from other citizens in this town, like, I just don't know if we'll ever have the support from the city, the people that live within the city. Like, you can tell them everything they want to hear. Like, you are not going to pay a dime for this. There will be no tax money involved, your tax money involved in this. Like, it's covered. We're good to go. I just do not get it, what this city would need for the locals and the people living in it to be like, okay, yeah, I'm down. Like, maybe it's the Lloyd Center location. I think maybe if it does end up going there, that gives people a little bit more satiable appetite to seeing a team within the city and not in the suburbs. I'm gonna go foul. I flip-flop every month, it sounds like. But again, as I just read more and more, and if the red tail option is the best option and over by Washington Square, I think people are going to be pissed. And I just don't see that getting enough support unless it is at the Lloyd Center location. But again, that sounds like that's a whole other headache, red tape, way more expensive option. So again, I don't know what this city and the residents need to hear in order for the majority to be on board with this. Because it seems like it is vastly... Like,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
One side of this, it's like an 80-20 split. 20% of the residents, if you took a poll, would want an MLB team. I'd be curious to see that, what that poll would look like. Do you want a team in Portland, or a team was at Washington Square, the stadium, would you be okay with that? Like, Because I just don't know at this point. It seems all negative.
I'm the opposite of Joe. Yeah, I'm going to go with Fair. Yeah, baby, let's go. I don't care where they build it. Just build it somewhere. I'm taking the kids to Disneyland this summer, and the Angels are not playing. Just missed the Mariners in Anaheim while we're there,
which would
have been really rad. But the Red Sox are in town to play the Doyers, and I was thinking about taking the clan up to go see a game. It's a 35-minute drive to Chavez Ravine with no traffic, okay? So let's put that into perspective in Portland. It's the same kind of situation. I mean, L.A. traffic is worse than here. And I guarantee you there are people from Anaheim driving to Chavez Ravine. Sign me up. I don't care what 217 looks like. You think I-5 at the Moda Center, if a baseball stadium's at the Lloyd Center, is going to be a good idea? It's a bad idea for the Blazers, and we suck. Okay? The traffic, no matter where it goes, is going to be bad. So I don't want to hear that. Yes, Fair. Baseball will come to Portland. The Diamond Project will get a stadium built. I don't care where they do it. And Major League Baseball will bring it. Because I don't see Salt Lake City making a bid to make a stadium. I don't see the A's going to play there. West Coast, Best Coast, Portland will get it. Let's get it done.
God, the A's would be better off literally playing where the Hops play at Ron Tonkin Field.
And if you
right
live
now,
in 217, I'm sorry. But I got to do 205 from Milwaukee to Salmon Creek every day, and that sucks.
Quick note about that.
And I still do it.
Because the Hops are going to get a new stadium.
They are.
That's
kind of my point.
Sorry. And Washington County gave them some money for that. People aren't happy about that either. And that is a single A team, and I believe they're getting like $9 million from Washington County. And they were pissed about that because that's a privately owned team. Like, they can pay for it themselves. $9 million. Is what the county was giving him, and the residents were pissed about that.
It's a fair point. All right, speaking of fair or foul number three, thought of this one because of, obviously, the recent Super Bowl. We have a couple Niners fans on the 1080 The Fan staff. Brendan Sprague, Ryan Buckley, who unfortunately watched that loss to the Chiefs in Super Bowl 58. I'm thinking, you know, gosh, am I ever going to get to watch my Mariners in a World Series? How would I watch the game if I got that chance? Fair or foul, guys, you could not watch a Super Bowl or a Game 7 of the World Series at a party if your team was playing in it. You could be there, or you have to be at home, is kind of my point. Like, nobody's seeing you, nobody talking to you, nobody saying anything to you, just all alone in a corner, sitting on your hands.
Wow. This is maybe the most gut-wrenching fair or foul question I've ever been asked.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm about to walk you down some stuff.
All right, let's go.
This ain't going to feel good.
No, it won't.
You're going to feel terrible when I talk to you about this. In 1997, I was 12 years old. Cleveland Indians lost in a walk-off to Edgar Renteria. I was in the living room of my parents' house all by myself, and I watched it. Nobody was around, and I watched it. And I started crying because Jose Mesa gave it up in Edgar Renteria, 19-year-old Edgar Renteria, who had never seen snow. The first time he ever saw snow was Game 4 of the World Series in Cleveland. It's a pretty rad story. That was devastating. In 2016, I went to Game 1 and Game 2 of the World Series with my mama. Mom and I went to Cleveland, and we went to Game 1 and Game 2, won the first game, lost the second game. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. Cleveland is a great city. When I got back, went to my local beer bar, shout out Bridgetown Beer House, and we watched Games 4, 5, and 6 there, and we were dubbing it Little Cleveland because we had got the regulars on board. There were no cubbies in the house. We got the regulars on board. It's Game 7. We're at our table. Me and my ex-partner at the time and a couple buddies who were diehard Indians fans, and I had some of my other friends who were baseball fans, and we're ready. We're watching this game, and it's amazing. And in the eighth inning, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a bunch of Cubs fans rolled in off the streets. Ninth inning happens. Rajai Davis ties the game. Hey, then there's a rain delay. Then Ben Zobrist hits a double. Cubs go up. Game's over. They win the World Series, and I just sit there in my bar. In my bar that I had set up that I had my people. The bartenders are all on my game. I think I was getting free beers all night. Not at Bridgetown. They would never give out free beers. Getting free beers all night. And I had to watch Cubs fans celebrate. I had a guy cry on my shoulders that the Cubs won a World Series. I don't care where I am. It's not happy. Foul. I don't remember the question. Foul.
Rephrase the question for my...
Yeah, fair foul you couldn't watch, so I think your answer is technically fair. You couldn't watch a Super Bowl or Game 7 of the World Series at a party if your team was playing in it.
Nope.
So Patrick, you
but I have.
You are, but could you now? Fair or foul?
Yeah, because I'm broken inside.
I'll go one for... I'll hit the first one foul, and that's the Orioles. I probably could watch that just to see them in that environment.
Sure, I'd watch it.
And see them lose. Yes, I'd be crushed, but I could see... I would be happy that they got there. I've said this. I said it on Sunday. Could not watch the Cowboys in a Super Bowl with people.
Sprague's on to something there.
Would not be
Sprague's
able to
Sprague's on
it.
To something there.
I don't know how I would react, and that's obviously something I have not witnessed and been a part of ever. And if I was, it was at the age of 6, and I don't have memories for that. So
I'm a
different man than I was at the age of 6.
I got 2 Game 7s under my belt, one at 12 and one at 34, 31. 31? It's 2016. I'm in 85, 31. None of them are easy. They all suck. All right. That's fair or foul. We do it every single Wednesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.